Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Nedarim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher, Defined Rezivik Hagon, Bekarav Mamesh. And the Mishnah says, Hanedim and Adagon, a person made Neder from Dagon, Asr Poel Mitzri Yavesh, the Rav Meir of Meir says, he's not allowed to even have Poel Mitzri Yavesh, which is dry Egyptian bean, and that's because he understands the word Dagon means anything which is midgan, anything which is made into a pile. However, Chamar and Chamar say, Ein Asr B'chamesh Zaminin. He's only Asr in the five different types of grain. That's what the word Dagon means according to the Chamim, and that's wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. Whereas Rameir says, that's if a person makes an enter from tevua, only then he's also from five minim. So when he makes an enter from dagon, also about kali is also in everything that one makes into a pile, komili de midgan. However, he is permitted to have fruits of the tree and vegetables because those aren't made into a pile. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, someone makes an enter from ksos, from clothing or garments. He's allowed to wear all these different types of things because they're very large and oversized, and they're made out of different types of material than usual clothing, and so this is not considered clothing in the standard sense, so they're not included in his nether of ksos. Amar, let's say the person said, kainam tsemer oil alai, kainam wool is not going to go on me, so motelis kasus begize tsemer. He is allowed to cover himself with tufts of wool that came from the sheep, in other words, unprocessed wool, because he was really only asking himself from processed wool that was made into clothing. Similarly, peshtan oil alai, if he said that flax or linen is not going to go on me, motelis kasus banize peshtan, he's allowed to cover himself with unprocessed flax, because he was really just talking about processed linen made into clothing. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hakol fia neider. Everything has to do with the person who made the neder and what the situation was. For example, tan vizia v'hayrecha kasha. Let's say he was carrying wool or linen and he was sweating or it smelled terrible. And Amar, he said, kainam semer pishtim oilam alai, kainam wool or pishtim from going on me. So motelis kasha, he is allowed to cover himself with it, but v'asr l'hashbal achayrev, he's just not to throw it behind him and carry it on his back because that's the reason why he made the neder. So our assumption is that that's the only thing he was making the neder on and not on anything else. And we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Dalad and Hay with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.